Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle futures market was higher across the board. We had live cattle up $1.60 at $111.77 in December. There was a 110 cash trade, which was higher than last week, and last week it was 106 to 108. So 110 today really helped things out. The February live cattle were up $1.27 at $114.77. April's up $1.05 at $118.67. And then feeder cattle also higher here, with January up 37 at $140.45. March up about 7 at $142.02. And then out there in August, looks like it's going to close right at 151. That's the highest that contract has closed. The high today on it was 151.12. Boxed beef at midday today was down pretty good, with choice down $1.92 at $208.75. The select was down 90 cents at $198.69. At choice select spreads at $10.06. That's continued to tighten up here. We have a lean hog mark today that's actually up quite a bit. February is up $1.95 at $67.97. Today after the close, we have a hogs and pigs report. And yesterday we had a cold storage report, which showed a little bit more red meat in cold storage than anticipated. And of course, the hog market has been such a global factor, with China losing all those hogs last year, and now they're coming back at a record pace.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now, Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Today's grain futures markets were higher across the board. We have the Kansas City and Chicago wheat both up anywhere from 7 to 13 cents. July Kansas City ended up 7 3/4 at $5.93. The high was $5.97.5. So it didn't quite get to $6. I think there's a lot of sell orders, generally speaking, at $6 from the public, but it did not quite get there, but close. Corn was up 2 to 4 cents. It made new highs early this morning, and soybeans are also higher here, up 11.5 in January at $12.60. But there's really a different story out there in the new crop. November is only $10.86, down 1 3/4. So the new crop is not really rallying, and that's a sign that they're rationing some of the supply. There is talk that the ending stocks could get extremely low. Last year they were just over 900 million bushels, and now there's people saying they could get as low as 25 million bushels. That'd be a ginormous swing. And if you look at new crop prices, so like November beans at about $10.86 compared to the historic ratio with corn of about 2.3. That means December corn could be 472. Currently, it's about 423, just to keep those planting ratios between corn and soybeans in line. So there's a lot going on here in the world grain markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.